Blog Talk Radio.
You can follow me at Mr. CJ Sports. You can follow the 110 Nation at 110 Nation. Check us out on Facebook, my personal fan page, Mr. CJ Sports, the 110 Nation fan page, the 110 Nation Sports. I'm glad to be here on this Monday night. Beautiful weather. I tell you what, it's staying. It was one of the things that I had to get used to moving back to the great state of Ohio. For those that are not familiar with the show or myself, at the ripe age of 18, I went ahead and joined the United States Army. Had the choice of going to Germany or Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Honestly, if I would have known what I end up knowing about Germany, I would have picked Germany. But I was like, you know, hell, I have hardly ever left the Dayton, Ohio area, let alone Ohio. So let me try stateside. I was there for 3 days in North Carolina. I said, you're going to Bosnia. So I ended up spending a year over in between a combination of Hungary, Bosnia, and Croatia. And then ended up spending the last roughly 2 years of my service in the Army at Fort Bragg. After basic and AIT, I think it was about... I joined in October, so it's about 6 months, and I spent about 2.5 years at Fort Bragg. And then I ended up spending from 2000 till 2019, so the next 19 years in North Carolina. I know one of the times I came back, we were all planning to do something, and I was using the daylight to determine when it was time to go home, get changed, shower, get ready to go out for the night. And next thing I knew, it was 9:30, 9:45, and I was like, holy snap, like, what happened? Like, it just got dark. And that was one of the things moving back, and I was still kind of adjust to, because the real job, I got to get up between 2:30 and 3:30, depending on who's there the day, what's going on tomorrow morning. Actually, I'm going to try to be up at 1:30. I got a lot going on Wednesday that I need to spend tomorrow getting ready for. And so getting used to it still being light out at 9:30 at night and going to sleep has been something different for me. Not used to going to bed while it's still light outside. And it's crazy just to think we're in the same time zone, but being how in North Carolina you're in the very east of the time zone, and in North Carolina, you're in Ohio, you're in the very west of, like, I'm like 45 minutes left of driving time to the next time zone. So it gets later. And people always ask, well, does that mean it's getting later? Does it take later to get light out in the morning? I said, oh, really? Not really. And they kind of looked at me. I said, the only thing I can assume is the fact that when the sun comes up in the east, we're still right here on the east. But when the sun's going down in the west, it's going down on the completely other side of the United States. So North Carolina, that's a far reach. You're still looking about 500 miles west that Ohio is, at least where we're at. At least that's what the mileage is from where I moved from to where I stay at now. But anyway, glad to be here. Glad to have it was a beautiful day, 75 degrees. I'll tell you what, that's another thing I'd get used to is 75 degrees. We're still maybe pants in a T-shirt in North Carolina. We were shorts and a hoodie in North Carolina. These people walking around in shorts and no shirt like it's 100 degrees outside, like they're dying. Like, are you kidding me? It's not quite that warm, but I did enjoy. Got a good about 4 mile walk in, got the gym in, got the car in the shop. For those who've been listening to the show, know I got my car stolen back the day before Thanksgiving, got it 2 days before Christmas, and it took 5 months to be able to get my car in the shop, but officially went in the shop today, $6,200 worth of repairs. I got a rental for the next 2 weeks, then it comes out, and then I got to take it to the mechanic because I got a timing chain or timing something issue. And then I got to get it over to the tire place because my driver's side front tire keeps losing air. That thing might be a sensor, so I might have to spend another $80 to $100 bucks to get that taken care of. But anyway, it is what it is. We'll track through it. Before I forget, I want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day Sunday coming up, since that will happen before the next show. I hope you guys, all you ladies and all you mothers out there, have a great day, and I hope all the children out there in the world do their moms right and take care of them for the day. As far as I know of, I will be on the air next Monday night. That's pending because the wife's birthday is on Monday. I should still be here, but got some things planned, so we'll figure out that life as well when that time comes. Don't forget, tomorrow night, right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network, which brings me to my next point before we jump into the shows this week. We not only have we re-upped our website, www.the110nationsports.com, for the next 10 years. Don't go rushing over there because we're not going to actually have that website up for about another year. This year, year 11 of the 110 Nation, we want to focus on the radio side of the house and build that better instead of stretching ourselves thin. But we went ahead and locked that website in. We also renewed www.the110nationsportsradionetwork.com. So if you go over to www.the110nationsportsradionetwork.com, you guys can check out all the shows, all the replays of all the shows, all the different, there's tabs to all the different platforms that the shows play on, the schedule of the shows, our marketing partners and all that. For those that are curious out there, you guys can catch our shows on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Spreaker, Block Talk Radio, which all the shows are live on, and pretty much originate on and then get distributed to all the platforms except this show. I am live on Wisdom as well. Glad to have you all from Wisdom joining us, and hope you guys go over to www.the110nationsportsradionetwork.com to be able to catch the rest of the shows going on here at the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network until I am able to walk away from all the quote-unquote real jobs, and we have all the shows live over here on Wisdom. Also, you can catch us on Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Podcast Addicts, Deezer, Podchaser, and YouTube. But you guys go check that out, all the shows. Tomorrow night, we got Race Chat Live with Chris, Craig, and Taz. Chris will be back in the studio. He was at Talladega last week. The guys will be recapping Dover that actually ran today. It was rained out yesterday. I know Chase Elliott won today. I'm not sure who won the I think it was a Xfinity Series race that ran this weekend as well. So the guys will catch up on that, get you guys ready for next weekend's race as well. If they're even racing on Mother's Day, I'm not 100%. They might not even be running next weekend. That's why I'll be tuning in to Race Chat Live, 8 o'clock right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network tomorrow night as well. Thursday night, Southern Dirt Track Report, local racing out of Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida. The guys put on a great show, great time. Make sure you guys check that out. I know Jay Dillon be stopping by and promoting his show. And why is that important? Because Jay Dillon, The J. Dillon Show will be debuting this month, Sunday night, 8 o'clock. Yes, The J. Dillon Show is going to be on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network, Sunday nights, 8 o'clock this month. We're just waiting for an actual date. I'm going to assume that it's going to be probably the Sunday after Mother's Day. I think he's waiting for after Mother's Day to get by so he doesn't have to miss a week right after starting the show. But looking forward to having him on the network, and a great time, great character. Looking forward to have him part of the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network and the 110 Nation family as well. If you're out there and you're listening to the show, if it be on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Podcast Addicts, Deezer, Podchaser, YouTube, or even Wisdom, if you're interested in joining the 110 Nation, say you have a show and you want us to syndicate it and put it on our platform, that way it gets distributed to all these different platforms to help grow your show and be part of our network and help our network to grow. Or maybe you don't have a platform, you're listening and you wanted to do a show, didn't want to maybe pay to be on different platforms, or didn't know how to do it, or whatever the case may be, or maybe you just want to come on and maybe be a co-host. That is something that this show is currently looking for. At some point, I'd like to extend the show to a two-hour show, but I want to make sure that I have a co-host that I can work with that's compatible with me. I don't want to extend to a two-hour show and then have a bunch of dead, silent time, so I've been waiting and rather do a one-hour show that I have nonstop talking versus having a two-hour show with some dead air time. So if you're interested in joining, or maybe you just want to come on 15, 20-minute segments. Maybe you just want to talk strictly NBA as we got the playoffs going right now. Bye-bye, Brooklyn. Or maybe you want to come on and talk the NFL. Well, we just had a draft. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. Or Major League Baseball, or whatever the case may be. All you got to do is hit me up, MrCJSports@gmail.com, or all you got to do is shoot us a message on either one of our fan pages, my personal fan page, Mr. CJ Sports, or the 110 Nation fan page, the 110 Nation Sports. We'd love to have an opportunity to get you on or syndicated or whatever the case may be on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network and continue to grow what we're doing here. We're not going anywhere. We're in our 11th year. I guess this started back on April 15, 2011. Have no intentions of, as like I said, we locked in the next 10 years, our websites. So we have no intentions of going anywhere. I've got to make sure that I thank Phoenix Fitness. That's FNX. You guys can find them at FNXFit.com. Great supplements, great product, great gym wear. They donate a gallon of water for every product that is ordered, so make sure you guys check them out. Carolina Sports Plus, I am still waiting. As a matter of fact, I got a message, Mario, tonight. As I'm making my way to North Carolina the weekend of June 10th, and as a matter of fact, we won't have a show that weekend, was it the 12th, 13th, whatever it is. I'm going to go get my son and come back. We're going to hang out with the daughter, grandson, and all that great stuff in North Carolina. Need to get up with him, give me some new Carolina Sports Plus gear. So make sure you guys jump over to their fan page, Carolina Sports Plus. I'm waiting on the word for the website, so you guys can order directly off the website. But all you got to do is send them a message. Tell them what you're looking for. Let them know the 110 Nation sent you, and he'll hook you up. And also got to thank Bears Bullish Market Report. Without these great marketing partners, we wouldn't be able to do what we do and grow the way we grow. So I want to make sure that I thank each and every last one of them. Breaking news. I always love breaking news. I love an opportunity to break some news. It happened a little bit earlier today. It's not like it just happened or anything. It happened a few hours back. But Cardinals wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins suspended 6 games for violating NFL's PED policy. Are we really surprised? not really, to be honest. For those that are new to the show, I'm going to break a little something off for you. For those that have listened to the show, I talked about this in a while, so unless you've been a long-time listener, it's not been a subject of conversation in a while. I think the PED conversation outside of maybe Barry Bonds not getting into the Hall of Fame, which I just think you did the Hall of Fame injustice. There's no reason that Barry Bonds should not be in the Hall of Fame. He didn't make his vision any better. He didn't make a swing of bat any faster. The whole PED conversation, I feel that you walk a fine line with that. You want these athletes to compete at the highest level. You expect these athletes to do and accomplish certain things. You expect these athletes to do this without feeling any of the wear and tear after any of the soreness of not only practice, not only in the gym, but also the game time as well. It's funny because I've watched documentaries and I've done my own research. When it comes to PEDs, more specifically, I watched a whole documentary on Netflix about steroids. And outside of basically, if you let yourself growing a chest as a guy, that's really the only proven side effect. Some people can say that they're more aggressive or have roid rage, if that's what you want to call it. And if you watch your traditional back in the day after school specials, you would have thought roids turned you into this complete monster and beat everybody up and abuse their girlfriends. And it's not even that. I have been around many people that, you spend half your life in the gym. You've been around many things. You've seen a lot of things. Some of these people, the best moods in their life was why they were doing different stuff. I once upon a time, I used to get a product called MazTabs. They say, I don't know how true it is, but they say it was like one molecule away from being it's classified as a steroid. Also, at the same time, I was taking a pill form of a product called Tren. Both of them I got at Gold's Gym at the time. Both of them were over-the-counter. You were allowed to buy them. After about two or three cycles of doing it, it did get banned. They pulled it off the shelf. For whatever reason, I don't know. You could tell the significant difference in my – I had a picture taken of my ID. Excuse me, something happened. I had to go 6 months later. I think it expired. I think something happened, and I had to go get an ID. I might have got stolen or broken, whatever the case was. And then when they did it, they don't – if you're before your expiration date in North Carolina and you go get a picture, they don't reset your expiration date. They make you read, especially if you're 6 months out. I think you got to be within 90 days. They make you go back and get another ID. And you could tell in a six-month period of time I had kind of blown up. That was the first time I hit over 400 in the gym. At one point, a handful of years, probably about 10 years later at this point, maybe not quite 10 years later, I was able to hit 460 in the gym. That was my all-time high. I probably could have pushed a little bit harder. I end up, things didn't happen, life happened, and I fell out of the gym. Now I'm just redoing everything. And it's crazy because I think so many people get this misconception of what PEDs do. People act like they inject themselves or take a magic pill and all of a sudden the veins start popping, they turn green and muscles just start popping out everywhere. I don't think they understand really the end of the day. The only thing PEDs do is help you recover quicker. I know people that could spend about 6 hours in the gym lifting like they've never lifted before and then wake up the next morning and feel nothing, like they had did nothing the day before. They could go back and do the same muscle group the next day like nothing even happened. At the end of the day, that was really the extent of it. Made you hungry. They were eating, and if you ever watch any of those people, they constantly, and you watch any of those bodybuilders, they always talk about they always have these meal plans and everything. It makes you eat. Like, you have to fuel your body. as because the PED, I guess is what we're going to call it. I was going to say supplement, but PED, it consumes it. It needs the basically feed off the energy and feed off, you know, the protein and stuff it's putting in your body. So, I mean, you're eating more, you're recovering faster, but you're not turning green. Steroids are, your veins are not popping out. Muscles are not just all of a sudden, boom, 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 and you're walking around like the Incredible Hulk or something. And it's funny because I think people have this misconception. And at the end of the day, I'm as much of a sports guy. Watching these documentaries and showing, because there's no actual long-term data to prove that there's really any negative side effects, no different than anything else anybody else takes, I don't have an issue with it. I don't have an issue. You start walking this fine line when you talk about this supplement, you're allowed to take this supplement, you're not allowed. This supplement, it's over-the-counter, such as like when I was taking the mastheads and the pill form, the trend. Now it's no longer permitted. Now this is permitted, but now this is no longer permitted. Like, you start walking this fine line. And at the end of the day, and everybody, well, what about the wear and tear? Just like any other supplement, if you cycle on and cycle off like you're supposed to, there's no negative effects to your body. As long as you take your post-cycle treatments, you take your liver and heart medicines and everything else that supplements that you're supposed to take with it, just like what you are supposed to take anything else. I got something today, and I have to take a supplement for my liver so it doesn't damage it because of the chemicals that come out of these supplements. And this is just over-the-counter local product. Like, it is not even, you know, anything that you had to go sneak and get, or even hardcore. It was just at your local, you know, nutrition place. At the end of the day, there's really no difference. If I sat here and took anything over the counter, or what I have, because he done told me 2 months, 3 months is pushing it. Well, 3 months max. I'm not saying pushing it. You really need to take two months, because it takes, and it's how you tell it's not as strong as what they're taking, because it'll take a full month before I even feel anything from it to help me in the gym as I'm on my road to recovery. And getting back to some kind of size and shape. I miss the days of benching for 460 and working out all day long. And you know, there for the longest time, I had to bike 10 miles to work and back. And I was, 255 pounds, a 40-inch waist, and you couldn't tell me none at that point in time. That was when I really got into the whole bouncing gig. But just like anything that I go into the local Ice Ice Smoothie, or you go into GNC, or you go into Vitamin World, or anywhere else you get this, if you don't cycle all the stuff and you constantly take it, you're going to have side effects. And that's no different than taking PEDs and taking steroids or injectable trend or test or whatever they're taking these days. Long as you cycle on, cycle off like you're supposed to, as long as you take your post-cycle treatment, as long as you take the necessary vitamins and supplements that take care of your liver, your heart, and all those things, then you're fine. It's the ones that abuse it, the ones that are not taking it and cycling every other day or once a week or whatever strength and whatever particular one they're taking, and the ones that continue to take it day after day, because once you get off of it, then you're completely, you start losing that strength. You don't have that recovery time. And so you have those people out there that don't want to come off of it and continue to take cycle after cycle after cycle, which then, yes, that's going to be a negative effect to your body. But at the end of the day, really is no different than half the stuff. And you're going to have to mother my children. Some of the stuff I took, that I got from GNC, whatever, she would have swore that it gave me a bad attitude and everything else, and no different than what people claim that steroids or any other PED does. So it's not any different than anything you can get over the counter. It's about how you do it, how do you take care of your body. So at the end of the day, I don't have an issue with it. Like, I just don't. And you got those out there that's, well, what about the record books? So you're going to tell me with an honest, straight face, that Lou Gehrig hit 61 home runs with no supplements, no nothing at all, just au naturel, then I could be mistaken. Someone else could have beaten his 61, but the last time, I don't keep up with a lot of baseball, and more so now I worry about the Dane Dragons. I have a game this Saturday. Had two games last week. If it don't rain, I got a game I'm going to tomorrow night because the third person in our partial season tickets, their partner is not going, so I'm getting, well, my brother is not going, so I get to slide in and take that seat as well. So I don't necessarily keep up with Major League Baseball as much as I should or want to. But you're going to tell me that Lou Gehrig hit 61 home runs, and it took all the way until Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, who were juicing it, and Barry Bonds to essentially beat this, right? You're going to tell me that with a straight face that you can testify that there is no way he took anything. I'm not saying he took anything. But I'm also not too delusional to think that it's not far-fetched that he was not taking something that gave him an edge, that he held a 61 home runs, a season home run record for all these years, and it took two baseball players that were juiced to finally beat the record. Like, there's no way you're going to convince me with 100% certainty that he wasn't possibly taking something that they weren't testing for, or I don't think they were testing for anything back in those days. There's no way. We all know Babe Ruth played doing cocaine, so it's not like they were testing for all this stuff. So you're going to tell me without a shadow of a doubt, there is no, absolutely, positively, no doubt in your mind that Lou Gehrig did it completely clean, and it took three guys to finally beat that record being juiced up. Well, two being juiced up, one accused of being juiced up. And that, to me, is just as bad as the whole Tom Brady thing. You're going to suspend Tom Brady for accusing him of deflating balls. You can never prove it. Just like you're not going to let Barry Bonds to be in the Hall of Fame because you accuse him of juicing. Can't prove it. I mean, I'm not delusional. He took something. I can also testify the fact that just taking Simply Must Have and Trend back on the day, pill form, before they were no longer allowed over the counter, and then the Trend, they adjusted that and made it an injectable form and everything else. I don't know if it was illegal or not illegal, if I would have been tested and competed and everything else. I don't know the guidelines. I wasn't a professional athlete. But I can attest that just taking something that I got at Gold's Gym made me blow up like Barry Bonds blew up, and made my it made it where I was able to get stronger because I was recovering faster. Now, that wasn't the only thing. I was, oh my Lord, I was probably consuming, 8 to 10 protein drinks a day. I was taking creatine. I was having protein bars. You name it. I was steak, chicken. There was a lot of things that contributed to it all, not just the taking the mass tabs and the Trend. But I can attest to the fact that I can put on size and even in a 6-month period of time. Now, I didn't look like Barry Bonds, and I didn't go from the scrawny Barry Bonds from the Pittsburgh Pirates days to the dieseled up looking Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants days, but I can attest, taking all the protein, creatine, and stuff I could buy from GNC, not to mention consuming and consuming all the natural proteins like the meats and stuff that you can put on size. So I don't know. I'm not super against all this. I am just not. At the end of the day, I think you spend more time and more money trying to prevent something that is inevitable, that these athletes and these different biotech companies and everything else just find different ways to tweak it where it does not show up in all the tests, or doesn't show up in tests till you tweak your test and someone finally comes up hot, and then they retweak it. And then everybody else takes the new version of it until someone else comes hot. And then they just tweak it again. Like, to me, this is just a never-ending cycle, a never-ending money pit that at the end of the day, athletes are going to take what they're going to take. Whether they take it in the off season, whether or not, you know, they get caught, whether or not they do get caught, whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, it is what it is. So why fight the inevitable? I guarantee if you walked out, Major League Baseball said tomorrow, everybody random tests, and they tested the entire Major League Baseball, or the NFL tested the entire, every single player on every single roster, you would have more athletes than you could ever imagine come up positive for PED all at the same time. I mean, you're playing the odds. This is like when I was in the military and people were smoking weed still and everything else. You're playing the odds. You knew that coming back from a weekend, especially a long weekend, that they were only going to pick so many soldiers. There was only going to be so many of us. It'd be 10, 15 people. And then you had to take on out of all the entire company. So you're talking about 100, 200 people, and probably even more. I can't remember now. And so you know that about 10, 15% of you, the company was going to get tested. Then you knew that only probably 10%, so maybe, well, I say more 10%, probably five of those were actually going to be actually tested. They weren't testing all 15 or so of those. So you were playing the odds for those that were doing drugs still while they were in the military. Same thing with these athletes. They're playing the odds. They would rather be able to accomplish what they need to accomplish, perform what they need to perform, to get the contracts they need to, and play the odds in their favor. It's just like playing the Powerball or playing the Mega. They're just playing their odds. At the end of the day, they want that money up front. If they win, they don't, they don't. I mean, Hopkins gets suspended for 6 games. Look at the money he's made. You think he just this year all of a sudden did it, and this was the first time he ever did it? Oh, you caught me. This is the first time that I've ever done PEDs. Shame on me. I was peer pressured. I didn't know what I was taking. All the cool kids were doing it. Come on. He was playing the odds. He finally got caught. But look at all the money that Hopkins makes. And it's funny how we hold different players to different standards. On top of that, I guarantee that Hopkins will probably end up he'll end up in the Hall of Fame with his career, especially if he continues playing the way that he's been playing. And nobody will bat an eye. Nobody will even shake a leg about it. But here we have Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds that will never see the Hall of Fame ever. That's just insane to me that's – and nobody cares. Nobody even gives it a second thought. There are many players that have came up hot that have gone on to being in the Hall of Fame that have tested for one PED or another. But you have all these sports writers, these old Major League Baseball heads that are bound and determined that they're going to make an example out of Barry Bonds that you could never prove that actually took PEDs, never came up hot for anything. But because of the assumption, you're not going to let him and you're not going to vote him into the Hall of Fame, but we have players all the time to include. I guarantee DeAndre Hopkins is going to be in the Hall of Fame at some point. That just ain't crazy insane to me. But he will be spending the first 6 games of the season on the sideline, watching his team do what they do, with or without possibly the quarterback, as he's bound and determined that he's worth more than what he's actually worth and is determined he's not going to play without a long-term, highest-paid quarterback kind of contract. I thought this was funny. We talked about this, I don't know, 2 or 3 shows ago. The NFL has cleared Hugh Jackson, the Cleveland Browns, and Hugh Jackson taking allegations says it can't be sustained. I told y'all, all you had to do was be a Cleveland Browns fan to know that nobody intentionally has ever just tanked. We just sucked for so many years. I don't care if it was 1-31 or whatever the case may be. We've had what? Two? I don't know if we had a winning season last year, if our record was winning or not. We had only like two or three winning seasons since we've returned back to the NFL in 2000. Now all of a sudden you're going to worry and have allegations and assume that we're tanking. Have you not looked at the history of the Cleveland Browns since they returned in 2000? You know, maybe if we went from that the fumble and the drive in the mid to late 80s, and then we turned around after those few seasons and went 0-16 and 1-15, then maybe I could see this being a conversation. But being a long, it was 8-9. So we've had two winning seasons. We went to the playoffs and lost to the Steelers, and we went to the playoffs 2 years ago and barely lost to the Chiefs. All you had to, like I said in the show, all you had to do was just be a longtime Browns fan to know that we don't intentionally got a tank. We just suck. You don't learn not to get your hopes up. You got the hopes up the first year that Odell Beckham was there, that you try not to get your hopes up. We go to the playoffs, we actually beat the Steelers in the playoffs, and then come so close to beating the Chiefs. So, of course, naturally, rolling down the next season, thinking, all right, this is going to be it. We're going to go farther, and we can't even get a winning season. Don't have Odell Beckham no more. Pretty soon ain't going to have Baker Mayfield no more. We don't even know who our starting quarterback is going to be this year. I mean, sure, we signed Deshaun Watson. Most guaranteed money ever, but there's no guarantee he's going to play. There's no guarantee he's going to play the complete season. Who knows at this point? Going to accuse the Browns of tanking. Hey, can you look at the history of the Browns in the last 22 years? He didn't have to investigate. I thought this headline was funny. NFL.com. Niners make a QB Mr. Irrelevant. Did you not see this draft class? Every quarterback that got drafted in this year's draft is Mr. Irrelevant. There wasn't one single quarterback that stuck out. There's not one single quarterback that's going to start in this rookie class. There's one, not even one single quarterback that probably will see any kind of significant, even if the team's getting the brakes beat off them or beating the brakes off somebody, play time at this point. There might not even be a quarterback that got drafted this year that's ever going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. This was one of the worst NFL drafts, especially at the quarterback position, that we've seen in a long time. Ain't nobody want to even draft up. Yet teams fighting, trying to draft down. Jacksonville Jaguars went ahead and selected Trayvon Walker out of Georgia. Looking to add some speed and some muscle to that defensive side of the ball. Got to do something. The offense ain't moving that ball with, Trevor Lawrence. All that hype. They never lost a high school game and all that garbage in Clemson. And when you Clemson, you played nobody. You played the ACC. You beat an injured, plagued Alabama team once, and you got the worst call in your favor in the Fiesta Bowl against Ohio State. Outside of that, you didn't beat nobody. You beat the ACC, and you beat some nobody, no-name teams. Now you in the NFL, and you look like straight garbage. People were so surprised they didn't select that Aiden Hutchinson. No, and nobody was impressed with him. Like, I'm surprised he even went second. That tells you how lacking of quality talent came out in this draft. Like there was not a lot to go around. Detroit selected Hutchinson and then the second overall pick. Detroit's one of the teams you just kind of go to and to end your career. Like, you kind of feel bad for a team or players that get drafted to go to Detroit. being a Buckeye, then I don't have no sympathy for Hutchinson. Houston on the third pick went with Derek Stingley, cornerback out of LSU. Trying to add some pieces to that Houston defense while they try to figure out life, while they try to figure out the quarterback position and how exactly they want to proceed for it. New York Giants went ahead and got Kayvon out of Oregon, and some defense, second-best pass rusher in the draft, according to NFL.com. Or MileHighReport.com, I'm sorry. It's crazy to have four teams that just really don't stand out. Washington, Dallas, the Giants, or the Eagles. Like, it's like the only division you could be sub-500 and still make the playoffs, still win the division. Carolina Panthers, I think a lot of people were surprised. I think people thought that Carolina was going to go in a different direction, either get Kyler Pickett or Malik, whatever his name is, Malik, the other quarterback. I can't think of his name up top. He didn't even go in the first round. Obviously, Carolina is content. Honestly, I think that they wanted to work on other pieces. I think that they saw the lack of quality quarterbacks in this draft, so they decided that they were going to draft the best possible player that was in the draft at that point in time. And throughout this draft, as they went with Akeem Ekwundu, offensive tackle out of NC State, to help make that offensive line better. That way, when they get an opportunity to draft a potential starting quarterback and a stronger quarterback class, you have an offensive line to protect him, give him time, give an opportunity for him to develop, and be able to create a running game to help ease some of the pressure and the learning curve for whoever they decide to draft as they move forward, and kind of rebuilding this team. It just seems that ever since they lost Cam Newton the first go around, there was really no game plan. They tried the Sam Darnold, they tried this piece, none of the pieces. They didn't invest or draft or really go after a quality quarterback. They were kind of just trying to put a Band-Aid in place of a quarterback that once upon a time was a decent quarterback. I never thought Cam Newton was really a great quarterback. That can be too debatable. I'm not totally delusional to say that it's not a debatable topic. But once the injuries and the production and the accuracy continued to fall off, I think it kind of caught Carolina by surprise. And from that point forward, they were kind of in a position to try to find pieces, trying to essentially put a band-aid, I guess is the best terminology I could use, until they found that right fit. At least half of my friends, spending 23 years total. I got there in, 2000? Left, came back, 17 years, 19 years, whatever it was. I got out in 2000, I got back in 98. So 21 years that I actually spent in North Carolina. Had an opportunity to meet and hang out and talk with a lot of Carolina Panthers fans. They would love more anything to be able to have a winning football team, an organization that is not kind of like the Browns 2 years ago. All of a sudden, we shot to the top and made the playoffs and won a game, and then Carolina kind of did the same thing, got hot, went to the Super Bowl, then kind of fizzled out. You know, the Panthers and Carolina didn't have a football team for all those years, finally get a football team. And, you know, it took a long time to win over fans in North Carolina, because most of those people that live in North Carolina were Washington Redskins fan. That was either you're a Washington Redskins fan or you're an Atlanta Falcons fan. You were kind of in between. You kind of picked your poison on which route you went. And so it took a while to win over a lot of people to become Carolina fans. But if you lived in Carolina, you became a hometown fan. You wanted your home state to win a championship. And Cam Newton came along, and you have Steve Smith out there. You had Williams in the running back. You had all these different pieces that, you know, you started giving Carolina fans hope and reason to be a Panther fan and want to support and have the confidence. And then it's like everybody either got old, retired, or got injured, and it just never finished. And now they're running around trying to put Band-Aids on things. And I think now you see the Carolina team looking at, let's go ahead and get this offensive line. Let's go ahead and build this so when we get a quarterback, our franchise quarterback, our long-term quarterback, we're going to have an offensive line that's going to protect them, a young offensive line that's going to grow together, be one unit, and be able to help us grow a quarterback and be able to develop a quarterback and not get hurt, not have to be like Cam Newton running around, then suffering injuries and everything else. The New York Giants had the 7th pick as well. They went with Evan Neal, offensive tackle, Alabama. There's not a lot of, you actually have a quarterback, and Mac Jones is actually doing well in New England. Usually most of those quarterbacks that come out of Alabama don't do too well. Most of your running backs are injured out of Alabama. You got some good receivers out there. But your offensive line, usually your offensive line players are good, solid, big guys. And as much as I hate Alabama, this is going to be a great addition for the New York Giants, putting one of those big Alabama-fed, taught offensive players to help protect your quarterback. I don't see you could ever go wrong. There's a few teams out there I don't feel you can ever go wrong. Alabama, Ohio State, when it comes to your offensive line players, I think you start picking out of those, especially those two schools, you're really setting yourself up for a good opportunity to and even a lot of Penn State offensive players, offensive line guys. The Atlanta Falcons went with Drake London, wide receiver out of USC. Kind of curious to see how things go in Atlanta with no Matt Ryan. Obviously need to add some receiving pieces, give the quarterbacks and targets, and to help into this transition to having a new quarterback. So looking forward to as the it's still kind of in the air on which route they're going at, even at the quarterback position. Seattle Seahawks offensive tackle. That was one of the things that Russell Wilson complained about, but Russell Wilson decided let's go to Denver. So now they decide that they're going to add some offensive linemen and to help protect the next quarterback, as they drafted Charles Cross out of Mississippi State. The Jets went ahead and got Garrett Wilson, one of the better quarterbacks out of them. Like I said, the best, one of the better receivers out of this draft out of Ohio State. Got an opportunity to watch him a lot. Him and Chris Olave, who went 11th, went to New Orleans Saints. The great tandem, a great duo, probably one of the best, if not best, duo out of this class. So it was great to have an opportunity to watch both of them. But the Saints went ahead and got Chris Olave. Detroit Lions went ahead and picked up wide receiver Jameson Williams out of Alabama. Well, there's been a few receivers lately, Alabama, that has done great, so we'll see what happens. It's one of those things, can you stay healthy? That seems to be the Achilles heels when it comes to running backs and receivers out of Alabama for one reason or another. Like I said, we've had a few lately that has not been an issue. It kind of seems that the tide, no pun intended, has changed. So we'll see. Philadelphia went with Jordan Davis, defensive tackle, as they end up getting A.J. Brown in a draft. It's crazy because it was such an uproar. He was demanding to be the best, the highest paid receiver, and was going to sit out this and that and the other. They said, Titans said, okay, we're just going to make you our prop no more. Then it's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Well, you kind of asked for it. Like, you can't refuse to play for the team that has employed you. So when you get traded, don't act surprised, or you get let go, don't be surprised. Like, I think a lot of these owners are just getting tired and fed up of this whole, well, you're going to pay me this amount of money, or I'm just going to sit here on the sideline. That's just like the whole Ben Simmons. Like, all these people talked about 76ers, and he's going to file whatever grievance or whatever to get his money that he was not paid. I don't think people have so much sympathy for Ben Simmons anymore, because you had an opportunity to make things right, go ahead and play in Brooklyn, and you still refuse to play. I don't feel that the Philadelphia 76ers have any reason to ever have to give Ben Simmons any of the money they've withheld, because he proved going to the next team that he's going to do what he wants when he wants. So any kind of grievance and whatever back pay and everything else that was even a topic of conversation at one point in time, that just became non-void. Like, that's just silly talk. Just like these players, I want to see more owners. You know what? You don't want to play here. We have a budget. We're only allowed so much. We want to have a team. We don't want to have two players and then a practice squad. Like, we want to have a team. We want to have what the Patriots had for so long when Tom Brady decided we're going to be a team, not we're going to be Tom Brady and a practice squad. Like, it blows my mind that we live in a generation and in a world that even millionaire ball players that play this game, people that play this game for free in their backyard, play free in Pee Wee and youth leagues and high school, and, well, used to play free in college. Well, they weren't free. They got a great scholarship and got free college at the best colleges, and just most of them didn't take advantage of it. Now that's part of the whole entitlement thing. Now you're either going to pay me, or I'm going to transfer to another school that's going to play me and pay me and everything else. But it blows my mind how we have such entitled millionaires that you're going to pay me what I feel that I am worth, or I'm not going to play. Like, are you serious? Like, $10 million a year is not enough for you to just catch a few passes? And like, are you serious? The ridiculousness of this whole conversation just blows my mind. I can never imagine. I run I'm not gonna sound conceited like that, but I do run the busiest store. I have the top sales in my entire market. I have our food program. I am number one in our entire market, fourth the entire region. My cash control is the best in the market, or at least top three in the market, depending on which week or which month it is. If I'm one, two, or three, depending if anything's happening. Like this weekend, they took a fake $20 bill. Another person, Saturday morning, someone walked out and stole six cases of beer and a duffel bag full of candy. So it varies the reasons why, this, that, and the other. I am number two in what they call the Ambassador Club with one period left to go. Could take the top spot in the entire region. Basically, I would have to just give points away on top of getting all zeros to not be eligible to stay in the top five to win me yet another exotic trip from the company that I work for. Last time it was Cancun, all expense paid trip. It was supposed to be the Virgin Islands. I forget where they went. They have changed it up. They've actually lowered it. It used to be top six. They've actually lowered the number of people that are eligible for it so they can upgrade. I guess this last trip they had personal butlers and everything else. They're reducing the numbers to upgrade our trips. And I couldn't imagine, with all that said, the things that I've been able to accomplish and the pieces I've put in place. At the end of the day, the team, I will never say I did it all. I just kind of put the pieces in place, and we work as a team. The first store that I took over, we did about $9,000 a week. Before they shut it down, we were doing $25,000 a week. The next door we took over for the 6 months I was there, we took it from $16,000 a week to $20,000 a week. I moved to Ohio. The store that I'm currently at, I was the fourth store manager in the 11 months that was open. It was barely doing $30,000, had theft and internal issues left and right. Fast forward 2 years later, and we're doing over $60,000 a week, number one, if not top three in cash flow, and I'm getting ready to be able to go to my second out of 3 years ambassador club. And the only reason I was ineligible last year is because somebody sold to an underage agent, and so that knocked my eligibility out. Even with all that said, resume speaks for itself. I couldn't imagine walking in tomorrow and saying, you know what, unless you pay me $2 more an hour, I'm going to sit right here and not do jack. I'm willing to bet if I pushed it, I probably could get 50 cents, maybe a dollar more. And it would be a whole conversation, but I probably could push it. But to say, you're going to pay me top, like I'm going to be the top paid store manager in the entire company or the entire region or even the entire market, they would look at me like I was Bobo the Clown and done fell and bumped my head. Now, I would never put my odds in my, you know, play those odds. I will wait until next month when they do our reviews, and I will take whatever 2.5-3% raise that I get and just have to be happy with it. I done an interview last month to be a district manager, so they're working on a self-development plan to get me ready so that way if a district, we call them market managers in the market, opens up, I have an opportunity. But I couldn't imagine feeling so entitled that, you know what, unless you pay me to be the highest paid manager in the entire market, I'm not working. That's just crazy to me that these players feel that they are that entitled. That I don't want to hear, well, there's no loyalty. There's no loyalty with anybody. It's a business. I could be fired tomorrow. You could be fired tomorrow. I could put my 2-week notice in. They can already have my replacement training for all I know. And your replacement, anybody. There's no loyalty in any company. Most people, if a higher paid job came along, maybe even with maybe better benefits, they would take an RB. I will say that I have been offered up to $8 more an hour to go to work for a different company. I'm also a firm believer that not all money is good money. I like my job. As a matter of fact, I love my job. I have no intentions until the day that I either hit the lottery, which I don't play, or the stock and cryptos that I invest on a weekly or daily basis, and this market turns around, that I don't have to work and I can sit here and do this and build the 110 Nation, the 110 Nation and the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Until then, I have no intentions of leaving the company I work for. I could have been paid almost $10 more. It was, at that time, $9 more an hour. Would I have been happy? Would I have liked my boss? Would I like my boss's boss? Would I have had an opportunity to grow? Would I have the freedom that I have every day to sing, cut up, have the relationship with the customers that I have and everything else? There's no guarantee. So I'm not one that all money is good money. My happiness, my most days enjoying going to work. Some days, like one in today, and having to deal with someone stealing 7 cases of beer and a whole duffel bag of candy, or having to deal with counterfeit money, or having to deal with whatever doesn't make my job necessary. People call out while I'm on the show. I had someone, my only person is with me until 8 o'clock in the morning. So from 4 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock in the morning, which is about the busiest part of my day, I'm going to be alone. I already know this, going right into the gate. So I definitely, like I said at the beginning of the show, the goal is to get up about 1:30 so I can be working around 2-ish. That is probably what's going to have to happen to make tomorrow to be a success and get ready for my audit that's on Wednesday. That I already plan on having to be in early to try to get everything done that's got to be done so that the store gets a good rating on the whole audit process. So anyway, we'll talk more about the draft as the final grades and details of everybody comes out. I will be breaking down and talking more about the draft this year, how I feel everybody did, and we'll be breaking down different teams throughout each week as we get ready for the 2022 season this year. Don't forget, tomorrow night you guys can check out Race Chat Live right here live on Blog Talk Radio. Thursday night at 8 o'clock, I don't know if I said that, with Chris, Craig, and Taz. They'll be getting you guys caught up on Dover last weekend and everything going on in the NASCAR and racing world. I don't know if they have a guest or not, to be 100% honest. Thursday night, you got Southern Dirt Track Report, a local show that covers Mississippi, Louisiana, and Florida. Waiting on the word for the Jay Denlin show. Like I said, I would assume it's going to be the Sunday after Mother's Day, but he is supposed to be making his debut one of these Sundays in May. That's all we know. We knew that about 3 weeks ago. It was not a hard date, but it'll be on 8 o'clock Sunday nights right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you guys can like us on Facebook, the 110 Nation Sports, my personal fan page, Mr. CJ Sports. You can follow us on Twitter at 110 Nation. If you like my follow me as well, Mr. CJ Sports. Don't forget, you can catch the show on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, Google Podcast, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, Deezer, Podchaser, YouTube. Just go over to www.the110nationsportsradionetwork. Catch all the shows, all the links to all the different platforms, our show schedules, our marketing partners. I want to once again thank everybody that is catching us on the Wisdom app and catching this show on there. Hopefully, we'll have to be working at a DoorDash on the side to help pay for my stock and crypto obsession. Hopefully, one of these days, I'll be able to sit in the studio and do live shows with them as well. Those that catch this on the Wisdom app will be able to catch those shows as well. If you're listening to us on the Wisdom app, like I said, just go over to www.the110nationsportsradionetwork, and you can catch all the shows and all the replays over there. But I do want to thank all those that are listening to us listen to the show on the Wisdom app. If you guys out there listening have not downloaded the Wisdom app, you're catching it on a different platform. It's a great platform, a bunch of great shows. All you got to do is go to the Google Play Store or however you download an Apple. I don't have an iPhone. It is on both platforms, crystal clear shows, great shows. I usually catch one or two different parts of shows as I am either doing paperwork in the morning on my way in at 4 a.m. as there are shows all 24 hours going. Like I said, a bunch of great shows. Man, you guys need to check them out as well. I got to thank Phoenix Fitness. You guys can find them at FNX Fit. That's phoenixfit.com. Carolina Sports Plus, you guys can check them out on Facebook. Still waiting on word on the site. And Bears Market Bull Report, without these marketing partners, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So I want to make sure that I thank each and every last one of them. Like I said, Tuesday night, Race Chat Live. I will be back here Monday night for the 110 Nation Sports Show, 8 o'clock. Till next time.